FinOps and ITAM are converging. Their data still does not. Cloud usage, SaaS entitlement, software licenses, contracts, and labor now share one technology value conversation. A joint ledger can connect them without creating a new single pane of glass that nobody trusts. The boundary between cloud cost management and asset management made sense when the objects were different. FinOps followed metered infrastructure that could change by the hour. IT asset management tracked devices, perpetual software, contracts, and entitlements that changed by procurement cycle. Modern technology contracts erase that distinction. A database license can be bound to cloud cores. A SaaS agreement can combine seats, consumption, premium features, and an annual commitment. An AI platform may charge for tokens, reserved throughput, storage, and named users. The same engineering decision can alter cloud usage, license exposure, support terms, and labor. The FinOps Foundation's 2026 survey captures the shift. 90% of practitioners manage or plan to manage SaaS, 64% manage licensing, 57% private cloud, 48% data centers, and 98% AI spend. Collaboration with ITAM and software asset management is rising as the discipline's mission moves from cloud value to technology value. The organizational convergence is ahead of the data. FinOps has usage and allocation, but often lacks entitlement and contract terms. ITAM has assets and rights, but may not see elastic consumption or product outcomes. Joining dashboards without resolving those meanings creates a polished argument, not a source of truth. Why the old handoff fails? Consider a company running commercial database software on AWS. FinOps sees instance cost and utilization. SAM sees processor entitlements and license restrictions. Procurement sees a renewal deadline and discount tiers. Platform engineering sees migration effort. Product sees transaction growth and reliability. A FinOps recommendation to switch instance family may improve infrastructure price performance while increasing licensable cores. An ITAM recommendation to consolidate licenses may create a single failure domain. A procurement renewal based on current seats may lock in shelfware just as the product moves to consumption pricing. Each function can optimize its own measure and make the enterprise worse. The answer is not to merge every team. It is to establish shared decision objects, clear ownership, and reconciliation points where one change crosses domains. Define a technology value record. At minimum, a joint record should identify product or business service, accountable owner, provider, and contract, consumption quantity, entitlement quantity, and metric, deployed quantity, effective unit rate, commitment, renewal or expiry, allocation, risk state, and business unit measure. Every field needs a source system, steward, timestamp, and confidence. Grain matters. Cloud billing may arrive by resource hour, identity data by user, contracts by annual product family, and business outcomes by monthly service. Do not force false precision. Aggregate to the lowest grain at which the sources can be defensibly joined and expose the allocation method. Use stable keys wherever possible. Contract identifier, product taxonomy, application or service ID, cloud account, cost center, and vendor SKU. Names are display attributes, not join keys. Data platform will be renamed. The contract and service identifiers should survive. Focus can normalize cost and usage semantics across providers, but it does not supply entitlements, business outcomes, or every contract term. Treat it as a strong consumption layer within the wider model, not the whole ledger. Reconcile four quantities. Every hybrid product should answer four separate questions. What did we contract to buy or have the right to use? What did we deploy or assign? What did users or systems actually consume? What business outcome did that consumption support? The gaps reveal different actions. Contracted above assigned suggests overcommitment or future capacity. Assigned above active use suggests reclamation. Consumption above entitlement suggests compliance exposure. Healthy utilization with poor business outcome suggests a product or process problem, not a purchasing problem. Avoid labeling every gap waste. Spare entitlement can be deliberate growth capacity. Inactive accounts may be required for seasonal staff. Redundant infrastructure may satisfy recovery objectives. Give exceptions. Owners and dates so purposeful slack does not become permanent ambiguity. Put license effects into architecture reviews. The largest savings are often prevented or created before deployment. Add commercial and entitlement questions to architecture decision records. Does the design introduce licensed cores, seats, connectors, or data volume? Can licenses move across clouds or regions? Do auto-scaling and disaster recovery count as deployment? Does a managed service include a license that replaces an existing agreement? What happens to termination fees or minimum commitments? FinOps brings variable cost scenarios. ITAM and SAM bring rights and compliance. Procurement brings rate curves and deadlines. Engineering brings feasibility and performance. Product brings expected demand and value. Requiring all five for material decisions is slower than an isolated recommendation and far faster than unwinding a three-year contract. The State of FinOps survey says pre-deployment architecture costing is a top tooling request. The missing ingredient is not merely a cloud calculator. It is a scenario that contains infrastructure, software, SaaS, support, migration labor, commitment, risk, and outcome assumptions. Build one queue, not one giant team. Create a shared queue for cross-domain opportunities and risks. Each item should show the triggering evidence, affected technology value record, financial range, compliance or operational risk, decision owner, contributors, due date, and verification method, route by decision type. Unused SaaS seats may be automatically reclaimed after manager and identity checks. A bring-your-own-license migration needs SAM and architecture review. A renewal scenario belongs to procurement with FinOps demand forecasting. An unauthorized product needs security, ITAM, and business ownership. Measure time from signal to accountable decision, not meetings held. The operating model is succeeding when the right experts appear only where their evidence changes the outcome. Keep savings and compliance honest. Joint programs can double count. FinOps may claim savings from terminating cloud resources, while ITAM claims the same amount through license reclamation. Procurement may claim negotiated discount against list price, while finance measures budget reduction. Establish a benefit taxonomy and a single claim owner. Separate avoided cost, reduced run rate, cash reduction, and risk mitigation. Record baseline, counterfactual, implementation date, dependencies, and ledger evidence. A license compliance exposure avoided is valuable, but it is not recurring cash savings. A discount is not savings if volume rose enough to increase total obligation. Similarly, compliance counts need deployment evidence and product use rights, not only purchase records. The joint ledger should make the difference visible rather than collapse everything into a green status. Start with one product family. Choose a high-spend technology that combines consumption and entitlement. Database software, observability, data platforms, or AI tooling. Map source systems and definitions, reconcile one quarter and document every unmatched record. Those exceptions reveal the real integration backlog. Create the shared keys and a weekly decision queue. Test three cases: reclamation, architectural change, and renewal. Track time to decision, amount of spend mapped, entitlement variance, duplicate benefit claims, and outcome coverage. Only then extend the taxonomy. Do not begin with a two-year single pane of glass procurement. First prove the decisions, fields, and stewardship with existing exports and a modest data model. Tooling should automate a working control, not conceal an unresolved one. One view, many accountable truths. FinOps is not replacing ITAM, SAM, ITFM, procurement, or platform engineering. It is becoming a coordinating discipline across decisions whose economics no longer fit one system. The strongest design preserves the authority of each source while making dependencies explicit. Technology value is not cloud cost plus license cost in a larger chart. It is the relationship between what the enterprise bought, deployed, consumed, risked, and produced. Build that relationship as a ledger, and convergence becomes operational rather than rhetorical. Cost Defender connects consumption, contract, entitlement, owner, and outcome data so FinOps and ITAM teams can make one defensible technology decision without surrendering the evidence each discipline owns.